Tanya for Chaf Aleph Cheshvan for the 21st day of Cheshvan is in Igeres HaKedesh Simon Chaf Tes, Igeres HaKedesh 29. Zeh Shamar B'Zeir HaKodesh. This is what he says in the Zeh Parsha Pekudid Afresh Chaf Tes on the days the Inun Uvdin Tovin the Ovad Barnash, that the good deeds, the mitzvah that a person does, Mashchem in the Heda Deziva Ilo, draws down godliness from the divine light. V'chani v'neyam Hashem, and then they can see the pleasantness of God. V'neyam Hashem, the pleasure of godliness, the divine pleasure, which is the pnimius of the Keser, the inner dimension of keser, of the divine will. The pnimius, the internal dimension of the divine will, is the divine pleasure. And this a person gets to see as a result of the good deeds of the mitzvahs that he performs. The hagam, the hosam, maide began eden hatachtin. Shalavushim shom heimim mitzvahs maisiyes mamosh. And although he is speaking there about the lower level of Gan Eden, and what the Neshama experiences in the lower Gan Eden. Shehalavushim Shom, there the garments that the Neshama has in the lower level of Gan Eden comes from the actual deed of the mitzvah. Aval b'Gan Eden ha'elyein, but in the higher level of Gan Eden, halavushim he'meru'usa v'kavono d'liba b'eiraisa u'tzleisa. In the higher level of Gan Eden, there the garment are the desire of the heart and the kavono with which the person studies and davens. As the Zeah says, that after the neshama comes to the lower level Gan Eden, where its garments are the mitzvah that it performed, the act of the mitzvah, when it goes up to the higher level Gan Eden, there its garments are the kavana of the mitzvah. So it seems like the higher level, the level of the higher Gan Eden, perceives godliness as a result of the greatness of the kavana, not from the greatness of the mitzvah. So the Alter Rebbe says, Harei, actually gives two explanations. First of all, Hare HaKavona Hi Kavonas Oske B'Teira Lishmo Me'Avas Hashem. What does it mean, the Kavona of the mitzvah? The Kavona is the Kavona that he has in the doing of the mitzvah. So that, for example, if he's learning Teira with Kavona, so the learning of the Teira is the mitzvah, and he's doing the mitzvah with Kavona, meaning with love. U'mitzvah Talmud Teira Hi Gam Ke Mekol Mitzvah Maisis. And the study of Teira is an act. Da'akim asvasav havamaisa. As we said earlier, that the movement of the lips in the study of Teira is considered an act. And you have to study Teira in speech. You have to move your lips. Va'hizur lav kedibur domi. Because thought is not like speech. Ve'ene yeitzi de'chevose behizur levadi. So that he does not fulfill his obligation by thinking alone. He has to say the words. And that is the act of the mitzvah that clothes the neshama in the higher world, in the higher Gan Eden as well. Because when he says that in the higher Gan Eden, the garment is from the kavana of the mitzvah, the greatness is still the mitzvah. Only there it's a mitzvah with kavana. So the mitzvah with kavana is a greater garment than the mitzvah without kavana. But it's the mitzvah, either case, that is the garment. That's one explanation. Chaim b'tfilah, same is also true in davening, that it is an act. So the kavana of the davening is a kavana on top of an act of a mitzvah. So that's the first explanation. Umagam, and particularly, ki mailas hakavana al hadiburu maise, eina mitzad atma, ela mitzad ha'oras rotzen ha'elyin. The question was, in the lower Gan Eden, the Zeha says that the garment of the mitzvah is what enables the neshama to experience godliness. But in the higher Gan Eden, it's the kavana of the mitzvah that enables the neshama to experience godliness. And the question was that the kavana seems to be the kavana of the nefesh, a virtue of the nefesh, not of the act of the mitzvah. This nefesh, this soul that had kavana, its kavana is what gets enables it to experience godliness. So the first explanation was that the kavana itself would not be able to do it. It's the kavana of a during the act of a mitzvah. Kavana alone, without the act of the mitzvah, would be useless. Secondly, what is the greatness of kavana? In what way is kavana higher than action? Not because of itself, not because of an inherent virtue to kavana, because kavana is more edel than action. The greatness of kavana is that it reveals the divine will. So we're back to Zotzen Elyon again. In the mitzvah, what the person is doing, the act of the mitzvah, is the divine will. What's the kavana? The kavana, at first glance, might seem to be something the person wants. That's not the Ratzon HaElyon. That's not the divine will. That's already a greatness, a talent, a virtue on the part of the person. He's a real mensch, so he has kavana. He's a profound person, so he has profound kavana. But that's not the case. As the Alter Rebbe said earlier in Tanya, K'meshekosu v'kutei amorim chelek aleph, perek lamet ches, ba'arichas ayin sham. There the Alter Rebbe explains that the greatness of kavana, that which kavana has over the act of the mitzvah, it is also related to the Ratzon HaElyon, to the divine will. The divine will is fulfilled in the act of the mitzvah, but it is more revealed in the kavana of the mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah without kavana, the act is what God wants. Much more than the person ever realizes. Since he doesn't have kavana, he doesn't appreciate the divinity of the mitzvah, so he doesn't realize how profoundly connected the act of the mitzvah is with the divine will. So the divine will is satisfied and fulfilled in the act of the mitzvah and not in the kavana. However, when a person has kavana in the doing of a mitzvah, it means that he is conscious of the fact that this is God's will. So being conscious of the fact that this is God's will doesn't fulfill God's will, but it reveals it. So that's the advantage of kavana, is that it reveals to the world, at least to the individual, that the mitzvah that he's doing is in fact God's will. So either way, the kavana is not a virtue of in and of itself. It is not the virtue of the person who has the kavana. The virtue of kavana is that it reveals the divine will. So it's not a contradiction that it is the divine will which is fulfilled in action that enables the neshama, that clothes the neshama, and enables it to experience godliness, because the same is true also of kavana. The kavana enclothes the neshama, is a garment to the neshama, and enables it to experience godliness, because the kavana is also God's will. It is the revelation of God's will. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 21st of Cheshvan, Chof Aleph Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes, Avedas HaTvila Hi HaMeviya HaSogas HaMeyach BeHargoshas HaLev. The Aveda of davening is to bring the understanding of the mind into the feelings of the heart. Vishnehem Yachad. And then the second stage is that the two of them together, the understanding of the mind and the feelings of the heart, are then brought ba'aveda b'peil into actual service in the mitzvahs b'yirah shamayim v'kinyan midas teves. We should read it this way. Shneim yachad, the two of them together, are expressed ba'aveda b'peyul ha-mitzvahs, in the action of the mitzvahs, b'yirah shamayim v'kinyin midas teves, in the fear of God, and in the acquisition of good character, of good personality. So the davening is supposed to bring the mind to the heart, and then bring both the mind and heart into the mitzvahs, into Yirah Shamayim, and into acquiring good character.